friends in Southern California. And friends, it's time. Choose today.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, that in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my view, and hopefully we're going to be talking to Ted Bear very, very shortly, a movie guide. And Ted is a Christian I've known for a long time, who works in Hollywood and works with the motion picture industry. And basically, of course, the motion industry is bad, but it's certainly a lot better than it used to be. It used to be just totally vile. And yet there's at least some of the programs now have some redeeming social significance. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly there is an organized effort to undermine the very fabric of our society. Certainly the people control the media, they control the major newspapers and major publishers, the major magazines, and certainly the television and radio. And as a result, 90% of the things we get are wrong and are aimed at destroying Christianity. And they're working in Hollywood as well. And although we have a few Christians down there, we have an awful lot of people who want to use the motion picture industry to destroy and undermine the very fabric of our society. Well, certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, until we can get our regularly scheduled guests, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd like to know what you think about certainly what's happening and how basically they've changed the outlook of the average American. Of course, they infiltrated our educational system 50 years ago and with almost two generations now. All the young people who've gone through schools where everything has been done to destroy Christian faith, suddenly by taking prayer and God out of our schools, by allowing them to teach Darwinism and evolution, and not to mention God, they've managed to destroy and undermine the very essence of the fabric of our society. And you're seeing the end result of that today, as you see an increasing tempo of violence, as you see an increasing tempo of lawlessness, as you see so many of our young people having nothing specifically to believe in. And of course, all they do is certainly look for pleasure and having a good time. And as a result of that, we see increasing tempo of violence and murder. And basically, we are living in a post-Christian society because of the degree of control that exists today over the minds of our youth, of the minds of our people. And this has happened not by accident. It's happened by accident. And a major part of this whole situation, this attack on America, has been carried out through Hollywood itself. So hopefully we're going to have Ted Bear here bringing us up to date on what's going on in Hollywood. Of course, Ted's down there trying to bring a Christian message, trying to work with the Christians that we have. But if you are a Christian in Hollywood, you have a very, very hard time. And if you want to keep your job, why, of course, you keep your faith to yourself, because the big people who have the large amounts of money there have an intense hatred of Christianity. Now, if you have any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on that until such time as we're able to get a Ted Bear here. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a conspiracy against God. We are living in a post-Christian society. And if we do not have a major revival in America, then certainly this society is quickly going to cease to exist as we know it. So basically, I seem to be unable to reach Ted Baer. I called today. I called his secretary. I called his wife. They assured me he'd be with us. And now, well, we can't seem to reach Ted. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do have Ted Baer on the line with us. And Ted is going with Movie Guide. And Ted, I want you to bring us up to date. What's really going on in Hollywood? Is there any move at all to bring out, more wholesome, more family-oriented motion pictures, those with a good, strong moral message? What's really going on in Hollywood behind the scenes?
Well, there's a lot of good going on in Hollywood. Of course, you won't see it at the Oscars because that's sort of the inside party for the politically correct. But in terms of the Movie Guide Awards, which just went on the Reels channel on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, that was the year that Branch Rickey, who was the famous manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, told Jackie Robinson that Jesus Christ was the strongest man who ever lived because he was strong enough to turn the other cheek. That was 2013, the year that the Bible won the ratings, got 100 million people to watch it, the year that Tony Stark and Iron Man talked about people going to heaven and hell and took the villains to church, and the year that Superman went to church to confess in Man of Steel. So there was a lot of good things going on last year, and 9 out of the 10 movies contained positive Christian content, such as Superman going to church and talking to a minister in front of a stained glass window of Jesus. So there's lots of good that goes on. Unfortunately, that doesn't make it into the news media. But it does make it on your program, Stan, so that's the good news.
Okay, fine. Well, now, basically, who are the forces there that really are pushing the Christian message, the strong moral message in Hollywood? Are you at liberty to talk about some of the good people there? Because, of course, we know who all the bad people are pretty well, but who are the good people?
Well, there are lots of good people, and there are lots of people that are trying to do good work, and sometimes they succeed. Not, you know, Hollywood is, and you and I have talked about this before, but when we look at movies, there are about 300 movies released every year. 60% of those movies are independent films, and they usually do less than $1 million at the box office. And the independent films used to be monopolized by the sleazy down-and-out movies that Sean Penn would make about somebody like Chavez or Oliver Stone would make about Castro, et cetera, or vice versa. And those movies now have been supplanted to a large degree because there's a growing crop of young Christian filmmakers who are making independent films. Stephen Kendrick and Alex Kendrick brothers made Courageous and Fireproof. So those are the independent films. In terms of the major films, now the major films are trying to get a major box office. So those are the ones that make the animated movies, which when we started Movie Guide, there were only six family movies in the year. Now, last year in 2013, there were so many family movies one month that one of our favorite, which was Very Free Enterprise, Turbo, had to take a write down because it didn't make its money back at the box office. But a lot of them, like Monsters University, which was also Very Free Enterprise, did very well at the box office. In terms of live action films, you've got the action adventure comic book movies that do extremely well. And usually they laud the principles of patriotism. In terms of the top grossing films last year, 90% had strong Christian moral worldview and content. None of them had any R-rated movies. None of them were anti-patriotic. None of them were homosexual. So the people in the Midland of America always vote for movies with faith and values. And you've asked me about specific people. Well, those are the people who run the studios that are trying to make enough money to support their 30,000 people who work on the lot. They want to make big blockbuster movies. They don't want to make movies that just cater to the Academy Award crowd.
Well, now, basically, are there a lot of actual Christian movies that are being put out today? And basically, how are they getting circulated? Because how would the average person out there in the audience know which movies were Christian? As in, if they don't get a lot of play, they don't get a lot of advertisement. How would the average listener be able to find the Christian movies and be able to bring them into his home?
Well, in terms of this year, there's going to be a Christian movie every couple of weeks. They're coming from major studios. Fox has already brought out last weekend Son of God, which did an incredible marketing campaign and did almost $30 million on the first weekend, which is very good in the middle of winter.
Well, now, is this a good Christian movie? Is it got a good Christian message all in all?
Well, it's about Jesus. So it makes Jesus the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's resurrected. There have been about 130 movies about Jesus, and I'd say out of that 130, you've got five or six that stand out. The Son of God is one of the better ones that stands out. My favorite is 1927, Cecil B. DeMille's King of Kings. If you're asking me as a film aficionado, I go back to 1927. If you're asking me for a movie that reflects who Jesus is and is exciting and tear-jerking, I'd say Son of God is one of the better movies out there. Then right after Son of God comes Heaven is for Real, which is based coming out of Sony Pictures, one of the big six companies. It's based on the book about the little boy. It's the Lutheran pastor about his son who died and saw heaven. And for the people who want to criticize that, Paul said he went to heaven. He went to the highest heaven, so if it was good enough for Paul. But anyway, after that, you've got Noah coming out, and a good friend of mine at Paramount and his boss have trimmed that movie so that it's got a strong undercoating of the depravity of man, the judgment of God, the need for repentance, and the charge to go out and be fruitful and multiply. After Noah comes a whole slew of movies. There are 34 movies most of them from major studios. So these are $30 million marketing budgets are up. I mean, the Son of God have one of the largest marketing budgets that we've seen in a long time. So these movies are going to get, you know, if people don't see them, then they've got to be asleep at the wheel or not looking at the newspaper or the press or, you know, they're not paying attention.
Well, now, are Christian movies making pretty good money as a whole? In other words, are most of the Christian movies at least making back expenses?
Well, you're asking me a question that depends upon what kind of a movie it is. Christian movies are being made by the studios. The studios, for years, have made big Christian movies, whether it was Warner Brothers. We honored John Heyman, who did 188 Academy Award-winning movies, and he was the producer and director of the Jesus film. And they'll be doing good box office. Independent movies, which consist of about 60% of the movies that are released, usually don't have the $30 million marketing budget. So the independent movies, unless they're picked up by a major, and I'm including all of the sleazy independent movies out there like August, Osage County, and the Academy Award nominee, et cetera, usually do very poorly at the box office. That's because they don't have the power of a major behind them, and because often they're not the type of movie they want to see. But there are a lot of Christians learning their craft, working to improve their craft, and trying to get to a major distributor so they can get the type of marketing push that they need.
Okay, fine. Well, then, are the Christians then actually making money, at least get recovering expenses?
Well, if you look at the numbers, you know, the numbers are always big for Christian movies. Movies with strong Christian content every year for the last, since we've been doing Movie Guide, the report to the entertainment industry since the early 90s, do 7 to 10 times better at the box office than the anti-Christian movies. You know, you've always got a big box office hit that's strongly Christian, whether it's Les Miserables last year or Blindside the year before, or The Passion of Christ a couple of years ago, which did $340 million. Most of them average around $300 million. The average movie in Hollywood is made for $102 million. That means it has to make 2.5 times negative cost to break even. So 2.5 times negative cost to $102 million means it's got to make $250 million. So if any of these make over $300 million, then they do better at the box office. So year after year, movies with strong Christian content always do better at the box office.
Well, that certainly is encouraging, and I think that represents the basic moral foundation, really, that exists in our society. Now, they're doing everything they can to undermine it, but it still is there. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Ted Baer, who's on the front lines of this battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. How can people get in touch with your organization, Ted?
They could go to movieguide.org, which is the easiest way to do it, or they can call us at 805-383-2000, and we'd love to help them. Movieguide.org is growing pretty big, so that's the easiest way. Info@movieguide.org will get them in touch with us.
Well, my son very often, of course, will go on Netflix, and he'll actually suddenly get a Christian movie. And then, of course, the next time they're going to give him a list of movies. And since he's been looking at Christian movies, they will actually give him a list of other good Christian movies. Is that a pretty standard approach?
Yeah, all of the services from Hulu to Netflix to Amazon monitor your purchases and then decide to suggest movies that fit with your purchases, although some of the better movies, you know, you have to go to Amazon Prime, is probably better than Netflix, even though a friend of mine runs Netflix, so I would advocate. Go to movieguide.org, get a list of the top 100 movies of all time.
Okay, hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Peter calling us, or Pete calling us from Redding, California. And he was just saying when he was a young boy, he suddenly used to, with his family, watch those great Christian epics, you know, and suddenly the King of Kings and those wonderful, wonderful, great Christian movies that really touched your heart, had a real impact. And suddenly when Pete was young, it made him so proud to be a Christian, to see this as suddenly the story of Christianity enacted on the screen. And Pete's question is, and I think this is correct, why don't we see a great epics like that today? Is that a fair evaluation of your question, Pete?
Yes, it is, sir. I'll take my answer off the air. Dr. Stan, once again, it is a great privilege to speak with you and your guest, and I will say it again, in this epic battle between God and the bad forces, may Saint Michael go before you and all your people in battle to save souls. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much, Peter. And certainly you got the question there, but that's the Ted, how would you respond
to Hulu and Netflix in 4 or 5 months? You're not talking about them wandering down to the local theater, because the local theater is filled with young kids, and those are the ones who are seeing today's epics, and that's what they're remembering. They don't remember Quo Vadis anymore, but they do remember The Passion of the Christ, and they do remember Blindside, they do remember Les Mis, and they do, they're going to remember Noah, because it's going to be one of the biggest films of all time.
All right, so we've got Pete. We've got some wonderful. We've got some wonderful movies coming down. This new one I just heard about it now recently. It's Noah, and apparently it is an excellent, excellent, great epic. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people really don't understand the impact of a motion picture. But basically, the motion picture, it suddenly funnels ideas that are permanently imprinted in your mind. And they can be good ideas, they can be bad ideas. And fortunately, we do have some motion pictures that are putting out a positive Christian message. And that's really so vitally important. And I think they're really touching the lives of many of the children, the victims of our current educational system, which is aimed at destroying faith in God. And if they can see some of these new motion pictures that are coming out that do have a strong Christian message, this will tend to counteract the efforts of the people on the other side. They're not very many of them, but they're very well organized. They control the educational system. They're using our educational system to destroy belief in God. But at least there are some people working in Hollywood who want to counter that, and apparently they have some excellent movies out there. Now, is this one on Noah? Is it the theaters yet?
No, that comes out at the end of March. I should say something very clearly about this. A lot of this has happened. You know, when we started doing our report to the entertainment industry, only 10% of the movies had any positive Christian content. Last year it was up to 66%. This has not happened out of the blue. This has happened because year after year after year, we can show them that they can make more money at the box office. When you talk about education, education has been disconnected from the pocketbook by the government using tax dollars to fund education, which has taken it into it's socialist from beginning to end. And so education is not going to be saved unless we can get the government out of education or get people out of the government schools. The government has replaced God and the government schools for natural reasons. But in the movie industry, they've got to depend upon the box office to keep their salaries. They keep hiring their 30,000 people that work for the studios, or 50,000, depending upon how big the studio is. So they need money. We've shown them that the place that they get money is by responding to the heartfelt desires of people for that vacuum in their lives that needs Jesus Christ.
And, of course, I think because Ted is approaching this from a Christian point of view, and if he can get them to make good, strong, moral movies by talking about the prophet, that's great, because basically his concern, as my concern, is the fact that we want to promote the Christian message. We want to bring people into a close personal relationship with our Lord. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Most of you now know why so many people are worried that miracles itself really is a miracle. Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ted Baer. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment for Ted, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about what's going on in Hollywood or how suddenly the entertainment industry is being utilized to try to destroy faith, but how, of course, you got people like Ted on the other side who are getting to a lot of the producers and directors and pointing out if you put a Christian message in your movie, it'll sell a lot better because people will go to see it. Because the vast majority of our people, despite everything, I have a moral foundation. That's the one reason why America still exists today, is because we have at least a majority of people who have a strong foundation and a belief in Jesus Christ. Well, certainly, Ted, one more time, I want you to get your address out there, your email address. Tell people how they can get to Movie Guide, why they should get to Movie Guide, and why they should support Movie Guide.
Well, Movie Guide is a strong Christian biblical guide to movies and entertainment. Of all the different faith and family sites, we became the biggest because we're the most conservative. The New York Times did a comparison and thought it slapped us in the hand by saying we're the most conservative, and our number of people coming to Movie Guide doubled. So I wrote the reporter for the New York Times and said, thank you for throwing me in that fire patch. So we're dedicated to protecting children. We're dedicated to helping parents teach our children to be media-wise and show you how to choose the good and reject the bad. And we're dedicated to redeeming the media, and I'm grateful that the media has not turned like the media in England and Australia, which are all government-controlled. You know, Stan, the more you talk, the more I think about the fact that as the government controls the auto industry, the medical industry, as each one of these areas. I remember in the 1960s when the government when unions started to take over the schools and how that destroyed the education system. So, you know, the medical industry is just a disaster right now, and you're a doctor because the government is controlling it. We've got to get the government out of these industries, and then if they have to fight for survival like the movie industry does, they're going to have to learn to appeal to what people want and not what the government tells them to do.
Well, certainly the great fortunes to be made there in Hollywood, and the great fortunes to be lost as well. What's happened to Mel Gibson? Certainly, at one time, you know, he came out with this wonderful The Jesus Story, wonderful, wonderful movie. It had always been a staunch and moral individual, at least it appeared he had, and had been married to this one woman, had five or six kids. And then suddenly, after he was doing that, he breaks up with his wife and goes off with a younger woman. And I mean, suddenly it almost appeared as if there was an attack, a spiritual attack on Mel Gibson. Do you know, Mel, what's happened to him?
Well, I wouldn't say that I know Mel as well as I know you. I've met him several times. And he got, you know, this happens to many people who've done movies about Jesus. Going back to 1926, 27, in The King of Kings, it broke Cecil B. DeMille, Bill's heart that his actor, who was one of the great stars of the time, he tried to insulate him, tried to protect him, tried to open up every day with a group of ministers praying for him. And by the end of the time, the actor ran off with the script girl and, you know, committed adultery. So this has happened all the time. I mean, I remember once being on a show with the young man who was now older, a Scottish man who starred in the Jesus film, and he was a drug addict and anti-Christian and, you know, had two floozies with him. So Satan's going to attack wherever he can. You know, it's the famous story of Da Vinci. He goes to look for a Judas character. Do you remember the story, Stan?
No, I really don't.
Okay, Da Vinci is looking for somebody who just looks so evil that he could be Judas. And he finds him in a prison. And when he finds him, the man who's around 25 says, "You don't remember me, do you?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, when I was 17, you used me to paint Jesus in the Last Supper." So, you know, this is it. It's the corruption of individuals that occurs when they're under spiritual attack.
And I think it's very hard for people to understand that this is not a theoretical, this is just a nominal battle we're involved in. This is a real spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And when you come out with a strong Christian motion picture, or maybe you are suddenly acting in that strong position, and people are looking to you for spiritual leadership, you will come under temptation, you will come under attack. And this is why we really need constantly to be praying and looking to God for protection. Otherwise, there really are demonic forces out there that are just laying in wait. I have no question at all. This is not imaginary. There really is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we need prayer for anybody who's on the front lines of this battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question for Ted Baer, who's on the front lines of this battle down there in Hollywood. And when Ted went there, what about, 30 years ago or so? How long have you been there?
67 years.
Oh, what, how long?
Well, you know, I grew up here.
Oh, okay. But how long?
My father was a star. How long? Well, I did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I was head of the company that did that in 1979, 1980.
Well, anyway, of course, Ted's been on the front lines, and he's
right, a long time.
Right.
A long, long time.
But he's had an impact. He's had an impact, and basically, of course, at one time, the Hollywood films, I mean, I forgot what, the Hayes office or something, and basically they insisted on having moral films. The people who ran Hollywood wanted moral films, and for some reason or other, and they said, "Oh, we don't need that anymore." And boy, once they took the censors out, the moral censors, Hollywood went right down into a tailspin, and suddenly it got almost impossible. Ted's been there gradually working to bring back the moral foundation of our society. And apparently there are really more and more moral people working there. Many times they have to hide their religious beliefs, otherwise they'll come under tremendous attack. But do we have any well-known actors that we would consider to be staunch Christians? I remember we had Billy, so what was it? Billy, some, he had had a daughter, basically. She was really such a good Christian. Now she's sort of got downhill, but this suddenly, Billy, somebody or rather. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
A lot of, you know, actors are window dressing on the set. They don't make the decision. They don't move the chart. There are a lot of conservative actors. There's about 3,000 conservative actors in Hollywood, John Boyd, Gary Sinise. Not all of them are Christians in the way that you would define people who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But that's, you know, there are a lot of people who were close. So. But the most people that are making decisions are people behind the scenes.
Okay, well, let's go to Shannon, who's calling us from Kentucky. Shannon, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I was wanting to comment. First of all, I listen to Mr. Monteith all the time, every night. And it's just over the last couple of years, I feel like my family, my entire family has come under this spiritual attack that I said that before I even ever heard you speak. And one night I stumbled over this radio station, and I mean, I was just unbelievable because it was exactly the way I've been thinking and feeling for a couple of years. And I had told my mother, I said, I feel like there's like this spiritual warfare going on. And, you know, I had never been extremely religious or anything like that, but it just, it came to me that way. And I said it. And then when I started, I flipped through the channels and heard this, it was amazing to me. And I just, one thing wanted to say that, you know, I appreciate the fact that there's somebody out there saying the truth.
Well, we are privileged to have a voice in a time like this, Shannon. And I'm so pleased that you're out there, that you're listening. And I hope you'll get other people listening because we are involved in the spiritual battle. But go ahead. Did you have a question or comment?
I just did tune in tonight, and I was just, how does the guest that you have on, how do you feel about that as far as do you think that there are times in our lives when we just come under spiritual attack? And if you do, is there reasons for that?
Okay, fine, Ted. We have Shannon calling in from Kentucky. And she asks, you know, are there times in our lives when we come under spiritual attack? And what can we do under those circumstances? How would you respond to her?
Well, the great source of most aberrant theologies comes from an aberrant theodicy, which is the nature of evil. And there are four reasons the Bible comes to the conclusion that there's evil in the world. One, the world, the flesh, the devil, and then God's discipline. The world is designed with certain laws. If you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, you're going to crash and die. Those laws have been designed into the fabric of the world. The flesh, lust, greed, envy takes care of a lot of the problems that we create for ourselves, like Iron Man 2 saying, I created my own demons, or Iron Man 3, rather. The third is the devil, and the devil is roaming around like a lion. Since the first two have taken care of a lot of people and directed them off the path of salvation toward the road of perdition, the devil works with the most vulnerable and people that Stan's mentioned, like Mel Gibson, et cetera, who do good, and he's always, you know, through his minions. And the great book on that is C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. And then finally is God's discipline. You know, we have Paul saying that he had prayed several times for the thorn in the flesh, to Job talking to God, and God saying, where were you when I created the earth? It's up to us to be perfected in his grace. If a father loves his children, he's going to discipline them. God loves us, so he disciplines us. But the major force is the world, and then the flesh, and then the devil has very little to do in the process, but he is engaged at all times. Behind every, you know, cabal and every conspiracy, somewhere along the line is demonic powers.
And there really is not imaginary, Shannon. It is really very real. And when you understand it, I mean, look at the back of the dollar bill. You can certainly look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. Just go to their website, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. three sixes bound together by an upside down broken cross. They understand what they're doing. The most powerful and wealthiest people in our country understand the spiritual nature. They just don't think that the average individual is going to. We're involved. So then you, if you don't have God behind you and supporting you, you're going to fall victim to it. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
I work for the local government, and I've seen things that go on there, and I literally have a Bible on my desk at all times, open.
I think that's the only way
that I've stayed there. I swear it is.
I think that's vitally important, but I hope you try to get other people to look at that, and I hope you get other people to listen to Radio Liberty, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Shannon. And I just hope your family gets straightened out. And let's go to Jack, who's calling from Michigan. Again, our number, 888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Stan. The movie The Mission with Robert De Niro had some really captivating music. I saw it, I think it was in the early 80s. And it kind of haunts me because it seemed to portray sort of a religious warrior, what shall we say, pogrom of the indigenous people who refused to convert to Roman Catholicism as it was presented by the Jesuits. And I bring it up, Ted, because since that time, I found in some used bookstores books entitled Vatican Assassins by Bell Phelps, and then Secret Terrorists by a Christian author out of Florida. And what it portrays is some really astonishing activities of this sort of a warrior element of the Jesuits. And I was wondering, am I inaccurate in that interpretation of that movie, The Mission?
What is your interpretation of it?
Oh, you're asking me, Stan?
Yes, I'm asking you. What message is you're asking about?
Yeah, right. The Mission. My interpretation was that as it portrayed the Jesuits going into these, uncharted lands, whatever, and forcing the indigenous people to convert.
All right, fine. What is the name of the motion picture?
The Mission.
The Mission.
Ted,
do you know this motion picture at all?
Yeah, The Mission was done by David Putnam. David came to Christ in a church in London, and of course we've already talked about his previous film, Chariots of Fire. The Mission was made after he left Columbia Pictures. It was done by distributed by a friend of mine who was at Warner Brothers Distribution, who was a very committed Christian. And the story is between the Robert De Niro character, who's a conquistador, who has to give up his baggage and his violence and throw off his armor, which is weighting him down, and letting go of his sin, repenting and turning, and the missionary who's brought healing and hope to this little village, actually in the corner of near Iwasu Falls, here where my wife's grandfather was born. So, you know, I know that area well. My wife is Argentine. The Mission was, you know, attempted to be a very Christian film, attempted to bring the gospel. I mean, the great portrait that you had at the beginning is the missionary going over the falls and across. I think that David made the same mistake in every movie. Because he succeeded with Chariots of Fire by having two heroes, one was Jewish and the other was Christian, he put two heroes in most of his movies. And it bifurcated the plot, made the plot harder. Movies are very... I've taught filmmaking for years. I was head of a department at a school near where Stan speaking, Berkeley, and I head of a department at City University of New York. And filmmaking has to be a simple, straight-ahead story. Finding Nemo is about finding Nemo. Once you get an extra plot in there, there, then you get the confusion that we just heard.
Okay, fine, Jack. Thanks very much. Appreciate your call. And basically, of course, I think it's important that what we have is a message, a straightforward message. But hopefully, rather than getting into controversial subjects, why we'll be aiming, especially with our motion pictures, not debating theology, but debating certainly a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Because
that is the ultimate goal. Certainly, it must be our goal and objective. And what I do, certainly, in my program, and what is done in motion pictures. We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ted. Ted's a friend. We've known Ted for probably 30 years or more. I consider him a personal friend, and certainly we've been very close through the years. We haven't had him on as much in recent years, but of course, we really need to get him on from time to time to keep us abreast with what's going on in Hollywood. But he's down there working very hard, trying to make sure that there is a Christian message in those films which are having an impact upon people's minds and on their hearts and on their souls. So we commend Ted Bear for what he does. Movieguy.org, we recommend it to you. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out. Certainly, on a regular basis, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to reach people to get them to understand what's really going on. And of course, we do it. We do because we've certainly been at this for a long period of time and we have a much different outlook. Certainly, we know about all the conspiracies that are out there. We've studied them for years. We've been at this for well over 50 years now, and certainly, but we also recognize that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces, and you can talk all you want to about secret societies, but unless you understand the common denominator behind them, or the fact that there really is a supernatural world, or there are people who actually tie into that supernatural world, so much of what goes on really doesn't make sense. So basically, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get this, the items like, well, we have suddenly a 4-CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians. And, of course, it goes into the interviews with a gentleman who'd actually heard, a man who is part and parcel of what's going on, working within these secret societies back in 1969, telling exactly what was going to happen. And it's amazing how step after step after step it's happened. Dr. Dunnigan is no longer living. He's the gentleman we interview, but I do one interview. Randy Engel does the other three. The New Order of the Barbarians is one of the most important tape sets we have, and we actually have a transcript of the talk if you'd like to get that. And then, of course, if you'd like to get into the supernatural, we have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have a 4-CD set on the return of the giants. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, giants. And basically, they're interviews with Barry Shamish, who actually, Barry's coming from a Jewish point of view, but in Israel, between about 1986 and somewhere into the 1990s, why there were giants in Israel. And there were a number of reports. A number of people saw them. They actually saw the footprints that were left there. It's an amazing story of the supernatural, because Barry doesn't know what to make of it. He wrote a book about it one time. He doesn't talk about it very much because it certainly doesn't fit into his worldview, but it should fit into your worldview, because you need to understand there is a supernatural element to everything going on today. And we recommend the 4-CD set, a Return of the Giants. So they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations out across America. And of course, you remember this evening we had calls from Wisconsin, from Kentucky. We have a station there in Kentucky. We have stations all across the country. We have about 10 or 11 stations this time of evening, plus internet, plus satellite that pick up this station. Actually, about 12 stations this time of night. And it's an expensive proposition, but we do this because you never know when somebody's going to be surfing the dial, you're going to be hearing a program, it'll strike a chord, and their life will change forever. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the first half hour of this next hour, it is going to be Thomas is going to be with us, and he works for the freeze-dry guy. And we're going to be talking about making your preparations, because suddenly you're getting laying in food and water and the other things and staples that you're going to need in case something happens. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what's going to happen over there in the Ukraine and the Crimea. I can tell you one thing, though, and that it's all staged. Nothing as you anticipated. If you suddenly look and see what's happening, first of all, why the CIA has been over there for years spending billions of dollars to destabilize that country, to overthrow the democratically elected government. And basically, the government, whether you like it or not, was democratically elected. The people had voted for it. The majority of the people supported it. And then, of course, there was a small group of radicals that agitated against it. And they agitated, and they were throwing rocks, and a few of them had rifles. And the police, of course, were putting them down. And then a week ago last Friday, somebody gave the order. And the police were sent back to their barracks, and the police were, and the military was sent back to their barracks, and they let the radicals take over the country and drive out the duly elected president, and then, of course, began to establish a new chaotic government over there. And, of course, a lot of that people over there are Russian. Certainly, they're traditionally Russian. That's in the eastern part of the country. And basically, of course, the Russians then, trying to maintain stability, have sent their troops in, and now, of course, we're calling. Senator, we're saying, oh, they're interfering in the affairs of that country. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been financing the overthrow of this. We've actually been financing, just as we financed the overthrow of the government in Libya and ended up with chaos, and the government of Tunisia ended up in chaos, and the government in Egypt and ended up in chaos, and we're funding the overthrow of the government in Syria, and they've killed over 140,000 people there because of our involvement. And now we're pointing to the Russians and saying, well, you're interfering in the internal affairs of the Ukraine. It doesn't make sense. Are we on the edge of a war? I don't know. But I do know that people need to be making preparations for a difficult time. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We have Thomas on the line from Freeze Dry Guy. Thomas, I'm going to be quiet. You pick up and tell people why, especially now they should start making certain they are prepared. We don't know what's going to happen. Anything could happen right now. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right, Stan. Nice to be with you, sir. It's interesting how this situation in Ukraine seems to have captured the minds of Americans. The people that I've talked to the past few days have all been seriously concerned with what's going over there and what kind of impact it's going to have on us here in the United States. We're just trying to bring troops home from Afghanistan and could be looking at something else on the other side of the world that would be pretty upsetting to most Americans. So aside from just the political strife and the potential military conflict, we've just got an interesting planet that we're living in. If you look at what's going on in the United States right now, the harsh winters in the Midwest and the Northeast, especially in California where you are, I know you just got whacked with a whole bunch of rain, but prior to that it's been quite a drought. Same thing here in the Southwest in Arizona that I am.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. We have Thomas from Freeze Dry Guy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Thomas works for the Freeze Dry Guy. And he's going to be with us for the first 30 minutes. The last 30 minutes, we'll have open lines and we'll welcome your calls. But, of course, you're welcome to call at the present time. But, of course, the basic underlying theme is, are you making preparations? We don't know what's going to happen. This may be just a temporary little affair, and everybody may go home, and the Russians may pull their troops out, and we may get stability there. But, of course, something very minor incidents sometimes can turn into terrible disasters. And if you've read the background of certainly World War One or World War Two, or how we got into the Korean War, or how we got into the Vietnam War, or how we certainly got into the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, they were all engineered. There was not one of them was justified. And they lied each time because they wanted to get us into a war. We've got Dale calling right now from Aptos. Hi, Dale. Do you have a question or comment?
A little bit of a question to follow up with the comment. I understand Dr. Stan. He knows a little bit of what I've been through over in that part of the world. And I'm certainly one of the very absolutely few Americans that has been from Trabzon, which is on the north side of Turkey, up through Georgia, across the Kadori Gorge, and through Abkhazia, Russia, across the Kerch Strait, up to Sevastopol. And one of the things on my trip from Kerch over to essentially Yalta, I was astonished at the amount of open arable land that at one time was very obvious farmland. And I would just, and I understand a little bit more background of what's going on, but I would like his view, your guest view, certainly, on the Ukraine being the breadbasket of the world and what his views are, the implications of not just what Ukraine may turn out to be potentially as a model for California being the breadbasket of this hemisphere.
Well, I think that's a very interesting analogy because we are not the breadbasket, we're the fruit and vegetable basket. Of the United States, just as Ukraine is the breadbasket of the of Europe, because basically it's one of the largest wheat exporters in the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly, Thomas, what are your thoughts? Dale is talking about certainly, well, what's the implications certainly of what's happening in the Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe, and basically then, of course, here what's happening in California, facing a drought, and we are the fruit and vegetable basket of so much of America. What are your thoughts on that? Any considerations? Anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's right, and I think we are looking at, regardless of this conflict, I think we are looking at higher food prices across the U.S. Because we are so heavily dependent upon California for so many foods. And the issue with the supermarket, you know, is one that we're aware of every day, and that is, on a good day, your local supermarket has maybe 3 or 4 days worth of food on hand. If a crisis hits, that food is cleaned out in a hurry. And then what do you do when you can't go to your supermarket and you can't drive around because the gas stations aren't working? And things are in trouble. This is why you really do need to have a supply of food on hand. We sell and specialize in freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, which is going to have a much longer shelf life than food that you can get from the supermarket, and require much less of an effort in terms of moving around your storage and making sure what you have is still fresh and edible. These really are extraordinary times. And, you know, it used to be a few years ago more that the prepper term was kind of looked at and some people scoffed at it. And they were, you know, they were preparing for the zombie apocalypse and that kind of thing. But now the preparedness movement has spread across the United States to men and to women, to heads of family, to people taking care of their in-laws and their grandparents, et cetera. It's just being more of a realist and being aware of the world around us rather than being a, quote, prepper.
All right, fine. Well, basically, because what sort of things should people be laying in? Thomas, what type of food? I know you're going to say, well, you store what you're going to eat, but basically, for the average individual out there who's never really even thought of this, I mean, suddenly, should we be staying in laying supplies of fruits and vegetables? What's there? I mean, suddenly, the meats are great, but they're expensive, too. And suddenly, what about cheese and milk and things like that? And those are usually dehydrated rather than freeze-dried. Would you like to give some thoughts, certainly, for Dale, on what things ought to be, what people ought to be laying in here? And if you're out there across America listening and you have a question for our guest, Thomas from Freeze Dry Guy, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What should people be laying in, Thomas?
Well, Sam, you know me, and you know I will say that they should store what they eat, because that is important. You could store the cheapest food around, but if it doesn't last long and isn't there for when the crisis hits and you need it, what good is it? And if it's food that you're not going to eat and be able to enjoy, what good is it? And if it's food that's not going to last and be there when you want or need it most, what good is it? So we really do put those points out to you. If your body, if you're a vegetarian, then storing a know, you want to get foods that you know you can eat and enjoy. You want to get foods that you know your body will accept easily. In times of crisis, food takes on even more importance because having a meal to enjoy in a time of a crisis is huge. And having food that can help your immune system, which may be weakened by stress or other factors, is also huge. So meats, vegetables, fruits. We have an array of products in both freeze-dried and dehydrated. And if you aren't sure, if you're one of those people that Dr. Stan just mentioned and you're not sure what to do, then I invite you to just check out our website, look around at freezedryguy.com.
Freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Go ahead.
And also, you know, pick up the phone and call us. The number's right there on the website. And speak to one of our food consultants.
Okay, and what's the telephone number? What's the telephone number to call?
866-404-3663 or 866-404-FOOD. And our people will answer your questions and try to help you and steer you in the right direction for you. It's not a cookie-cutter approach. It's not a hard sell. It's just trying to help people do what they need to do, helping families like ours, each one of us, to be prepared.
Well, Dale, basically, what are your thoughts? I mean, you lived over there. You've certainly lived, and you've seen the Ukraine and Crimea. What are your thoughts about this, and what's going to happen over there? Do you have any thoughts at all?
Yeah, I'll keep this particular segment brief because I can go into this for quite some time. But I find it quite amusing that there's a complete setup going on here. And even watching Putin at the closing ceremony of the Sochi Olympics, the camera was fixed on him for a moment. He was as white as a ghost, and it was very obvious his presence of mind was not at that ceremony. And I think he was given orders to play this theater. But getting back to the Ukraine, it's astonishing the amount of arable farmland that was worked there that was just laying fallow, and that people in that entire region, they know about farming, and they know they're very intimate with their land. And in fact, in Abkhazia, they have a special corn there that the strain goes back thousands of years, and it's amazing corn. The foods over there are amazing. But from what I see is that this is a globalist trend to move in the corporate state, and namely Monsanto, and using Ukraine as a beachhead. And I was hoping to get your guests, perhaps as a strategic thought on where things are going with California, possibly going in a similar direction.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dale, I think maybe it might be better if you call back after the half hour, because we're going to have all the lines there. I think that would be a better place to bring that up right now, because I think that Thomas wants to talk about the freeze-dry food, the various things that the freeze-dry guy offers. Why don't you call us back after the half hour? Would you do that?
Will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you have any questions or comments, we're living in very uncertain times. Thomas, Sydney, what should people be laying in now? Sydney, you mentioned fruits and vegetables. Sydney, they need to be able to have water. You're going to have water. You're going to need the various staples. You're going to need the vitamins and minerals. You're going to need the supplements. But there's certainly a lot of great things that they offer, like a cheese. I mean, you can get powdered cheese. You can get powdered butter. You can get the things that last you for a good long while. They're dehydrated. They last you for years. And once again, the telephone number to call, Thomas?
866-404-3663.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. We have Sidney Thomas from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Ron calling from Wisconsin again, where it's very, very cold. Now, Ron, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. What would be some of the items that would be low salt? I'm on a low salt restriction for my health, and just wondering what you'd recommend for low salt items.
It would vary by item. Thanks for your call. We do have a section of some. If you go to freezedryguy.com and go to specialty foods, the specialty foods link, you'll see options for gluten free foods, non GMO, vegetarian, low carb, and low sodium as well. to be, you know, the vegetables, of course, which are very healthy for you in a number of ways. Whether it's you know, high in vitamins and high in fiber and minerals. But we have options such as rice and corn, green beans, even our dessert, a raspberry crumble. There's a few choices there for low sodium. But some of these are going to be higher in some of those quantities in order to have them last for as long as they do.
Okay.
I think you're just going to have to go to the website, but they do have specialty items there for people who do have certain restrictions. Always look at it, though. I mean, most of the products do not have aspartame and other things in them, and some of them do, and so you always want to read the labels before you buy them, very definitely. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Thomas, why don't you get your website out once again and your telephone number so people will know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. The website is freezedryguy.com, FreezeDryGuy, freezedryguy.com. And the phone number to call, again, speak to our expert food consultants with no pressure, no hard sell, just good information to help you do what you need to do for yourself and your family. And you can reach them at 866-404-3663, or if you want to remember, 866-404-FOOD.
866-404-FOOD, and it's important that you actually start thinking about it, and certainly I think you can just get a little bit of time if you can't afford a lot, but at least make sure you have the things on hand so that if there were a crisis, you'd be able to get by without having to be able to get to the store. And the difficulty is we live in what I feel are very uncertain times. To the average individual, that seems absurd. Nothing's ever going to change. Well, I honestly believe that God does bring his judgment upon nations and on societies that turn against him. And I fear that certainly America is turned against God, and I believe we're going to see some difficult times, and whether it's going to be in a matter of weeks or months or years or maybe even decades, maybe I won't even be around for them. But I do know that God does certainly direct the course of mankind. And there's only two reasons for why we're seeing what we are today. Either one, certainly, there is an organized effort to create climate change, dramatic climate change, and the cold, certainly the global cooling that we're seeing, or God is causing this to happen. There's no other two alternatives. Things don't happen by themselves, but remember, God does direct the course of the physical course of the universe. I'm firmly convinced of that. Well, Thomas, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Dan, keep up the good work, sir. I know you look at things with an eye based on experience and having lived a good long life and seen a lot of things and not believing everything you see and everything you hear. And I just commend you for your efforts on a day-to-day basis. And I know the people who listen to you, I know they get it. I know they understand what they need to do. We love having them as customers. They're informed Americans. They're passionate and proud Americans. And it's a pleasure to be with you as we are.
And basically, of course, the freeze-dry guy does actually help sponsor Radio Liberty and helps us maintain our network of stations across America. Well, Thomas is going to be leaving us, so we're going to be back here in just after the break. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It'll be open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Thomas, one more time, get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go.
866-404-3663 or 866-404-FOOD.
04-FOOD, and God bless you. We'll talk to you.
You too, sir.
Right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines for this next half hour. So if you're out there and you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call. But right now we have Dale calling back from Aptos. And some years ago, Dale went over and certainly lived in that part of Russia for a time. I remember when he was over there. Dale, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on. What is this really all about, certainly? Why, certainly, were we over there, certainly, agitating and trying to overthrow the government of Ukraine? Why are we accusing the Russians of interfering with the internal affairs when we were interfering with the internal affairs of Ukraine? Is there going to be a confrontation between the Russians and the Americans? Suddenly, is Putin acting independently, or is he being told what to do? What are your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, when I lived in Sochi beginning in 2006, I was as clueless as any Westerner could be in a new land, let alone a place such as it is communist Russia. It is communism. And it took me about a year and a half to understand essentially how things worked over there. And I attribute a lot of that understanding to being plugged into the information that you've been disseminating over the years. And because otherwise, certainly most people would be clueless about the global events that occur in that city of Sochi. It's been a location of interest for heads of state for many, many years.
Is Sochi in the Ukraine?
No, it is on the southwest corner of Russia.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And what I see that's happening, this goes all the way back to, at least in more recent history, when Putin was on his way to Guatemala City for the selection, you know, of Sochi, hopefully, in his case, to host the Olympics. And I played a hand in participating in the events that were occurring in Sochi at the time, as far as I got my T-shirt, you know, Sochi candidate city, and a few other points. But it's interesting to note, and anybody can look this up on the web, where Putin, he was en route to Guatemala City, and the Bushes called him on his plane and said, come on over to Kenny Bunkport for a couple days. Come on over and visit.
Now, what year was this that we're talking about?
I'd have to look that up really quick.
I mean, it was
I believe that was 2007.
All right, 2007. Then George Bush is in the White House. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
But anybody can look it up. They can look up Bush, Putin, Kenny Bunkport. And there's pictures of Putin on his visit. He's got this strange look on his face because they're out, you know, they're out in the bushes boat fishing. And he's like, yeah, I got to go. And they're going, no, everything's okay. Nothing to worry about. And, you know, and it's like basically, you know, the fix is in. Yeah, I mean, look at the results. And he's like, no, I really got to go. And it's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. So just from what I'm seeing is that there was something prearranged long before, as you would say, you know, all this stuff is staged many years in advance. And I did an investigation on how this election process took place. And
no, which election process are you speaking of? The one that when the president there was elected in the Ukraine? Is this what you're speaking of, or what?
No, this is for the actual Olympic venue to
okay,
be
fine.
Elected.
Okay, fine.
And it's done by 175 delegates, and it's done electronically. And but there is known qualitative factors involved. It's relatively better understood who the winner is, and it was a consensus that Russia was not even close. So I'm just going off of publicized reports that existed at the time that have since vanished. So anyway, nonetheless, you know what? Hooray! Russia gets the they're selected to host it, and they did an incredible job. Like the Austrians say, what Russia did in 7 years, we did in 200 years, and everything went off pretty darn good.
We're talking about probably hundreds of millions of dollars went into preparing that. I don't think they made all that much money on this. Basically, this was sort of just a spectacular. This was certainly a great event, but I'm not sure why they wanted it, why it was so important that Russia would have that, or they would hold it there. They would invest all that money when there wasn't that much money to be made. I don't think they got as many visitors as they anticipated or had the income. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yes, it was a very low turnout. As people could see, there was many volunteers at the venues, and people that I know in the area, friends of mine, they said there was a call out to the locals, please, please come to the Olympics, because nobody was there. It was very sparse. very sparse. So,
and of course, this was because they had this so-called threat of terrorism, that this phony threat of terrorism, in my estimation. But be that as it may, the people didn't come, so they had to get the locals to come so they wouldn't have a lot of empty stadiums, a lot of empty seats. So basically, it was a wonderful spectacular. They did a wonderful job of staging this whole thing, but I'm sure it cost them hundreds of millions of dollars that they will never recoup. But go right ahead.
Well, the number, the understood number, is a little more than $50 billion. That's with a B, billion, as you would say, and far and above, way beyond any other Olympic venue. And I was watching this process going on. So without getting into the financials of it, I think most people understand it wasn't all about construction costs. So so just from what I'm viewing is that they don't, this globalist regime, they don't offer things without a certain type of, well, contingency attached to it. And this whole thing, well, I don't think it was a coincidence, this whole Euromaidan that was occurring in Kiev, it all flared up just right in time with the Olympics. And then there's the case of the Crimea, and everyone saying, oh, well, you know, Crimea is Russian, and it's like, well, that could be debated. And when I was in Sevastopol, I remember seeing the Russian warships there, and it the whole vibe was, this is strange. This is
Dale, I've often wondered, how were you able to support yourself? You were in Russia for 2 or 3 years there. How were you able to make a living there?
Thank you for asking that, because that's something I wanted to follow up on the last time I was with you. I was a TV producer. That was my first work there, and I did several other things. As a social responsibility. But I also took to heart, before I went over there, lots of prayer. And you understand some of the other background, particulars, but, I also understood the Bible verse, take no script with you. Go and preach the word. And that's essentially with the verse that I kept in my heart over there. And somehow, I mean, things got pretty strange at times, as you personally know. And somehow it always worked out to glorify our Father's kingdom. Somehow. Even in some of the times that seems just complete, you're gone, you're toast. And it always worked out to glorifying his name.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, as we see what's going on over there today and we see the crisis that's developing, how do you see this thing developing? Basically, it doesn't. So the western parts of the Ukraine is more or less European. The eastern part is staunchly Russian. And the best thing they could do would be divide it into two parts, the Russian and the western, and let them go their own ways. But they're not about to do that. It's almost as if they want to have a controversy there. Somebody has given orders for the police and the military that were under the control of the central government to step down, let the radicals take over, and then get rid of the duly elected, the democratically elected president, whether we like him or not. He was democratically elected. So basically now he's been thrown out. We see the Russians in the eastern part. We see them mobilizing the military in the western part. And suddenly our president is talking to the Russians about South about that we shouldn't be interfering, you know, with the sovereign nations, and yet we're interfering in the sovereign nations all throughout the world. I mean, we overthrew the government in Libya, we overthrew the government in Tunisia, we overthrew the government in Sydney and in Egypt. We are in the process of trying to overthrow the government there in Sydney. We're financing the rebels in Syria. We've killed 140,000 people. We're suddenly attacking Pakistan. We're sending drones in to kill people. We're suddenly killing people in Afghanistan. We still have our troops in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And yet we keep saying, well, my goodness, those Russians, those terrible Russians, they shouldn't interfere with the internal policies in the Ukraine. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's one point about the Russians being in the Crimea. As I had stated earlier, I thought it was very strange feeling that the Russian fleet was in Sevastopol. I understand they have their, I don't recall the exact agreement at the moment, but they have an agreement that the Russian Navy is stationed there. And there's a few token boats, but what I have not heard anybody, not anybody on your show, not anybody on Alex Jones's show, or anywhere for that matter, nobody has mentioned Novorossiysk, which is on the northeastern corner of the Black Sea. And this is Russia's major, this fleet is massive. I've seen it.
Is this in Crimea or is this in the Ukraine?
This is on the Russian side of the Black Sea, and it's up towards Kerch.
Okay.
And it's massive. It's on the scale of essentially of what San Diego is. It's their San Diego, and it's a naval town. It's massive. They don't necessarily need ships in the Crimea, except to have their influence there, of course. And the people in Sevastopol, they're generally fine with it. There's a fair amount of Russians that are there, but the reason why the Russians are there is because they enjoy the certain freedoms that Ukraine offers, which are not available in Russia.
Of course, that is a Russian naval base in the Crimea that you're describing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine. For our listeners out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Dale.
Thank you. But nobody's mentioned this fleet or this naval station over in Novorossiysk. And they have, if anything, that's where Russia's gold star is as far as the Black Sea goes. And the Black Sea, it's a huge area. It's massive. It's not just the regular sea. They get waves that are 30 feet high there. No kidding. And it does have certain dangers.
Well, is it sort of like the Great Lakes? Is it as large as the Great Lakes?
I believe it's 2,000 miles across, and north to south is 1,500 miles.
Okay, so it's larger than the Great Lakes then. Okay, go ahead.
It's massive. It's huge. It takes a day and a half to take a ferry from the north coast of Turkey up to Odessa. So what I'm seeing that's going on is this is another distraction, as we hear, as we read in the Bible, where there will be wars, rumors of wars. But it's important for people to take a look at what's going on, not just, you know, look at the one hand, you know, that's holding the birdie. Look at what the other hand is doing underneath the table, because very often these situations are used as distractions or something else.
All right, what is your impression, Dale? Suddenly, I have a feeling that something else is going on, but I have no idea what it is. Do you have any idea?
Well, I've been going through the Global Strategic Trends Program, the Development Concepts and Doctrine Center publication, and it's eventually that I see Ukraine and Crimea will be folded by their plan, is going to be folded into the European Union, but there's going to be a lot of conflict going on. Putin's going, I don't like saying it, but Putin's he's going to be played. And that's part of the look that I saw on his face at the closing ceremony at the Olympics, was he realized he was being played.
In other words, you think that Putin feels that he's being played, that he's being manipulated? Is this your impression?
Well, after looking back on his little visit with the Bushes and their assertions, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's okay.
Well, do you think that somebody controls Putin? Is this your impression?
I think so.
All right. Well, who do you think that is? And who is actually pushing up, controlling him? Who is controlling Obama? That's the question.
Same people.
All right, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. You're hearing Dale from Aptos. Fascinating thoughts.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we hope that you enjoying our conversation with Dale. Suddenly a voice from the past. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us maintain our network of stations out across America, indeed across the world, where our programs are heard on shortwave, on AM radio, on FM radio, on satellite radio, on internet radio, even by telephones. And our afternoon program can be heard on telephone. And if you want more information, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But the important thing is for you to tell people about our programs and to get them to realize they're going to get information from us that they're not going to get from other sources, because we're not paid by anybody for what we're doing. We're not subservient to anybody. And our job is to get the information out and to let people understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And there really is a supernatural element to everything going on today. And if you haven't actually heard the 4-CD set on the Return of the Giants, an excellent Sydney series of interviews with Barry Shamish, that's the Return of the Giants, or we have a four CD set on the Return of the Giants. We have another 4-CD set, suddenly with on the supernatural with Mr. William Kennedy. Unfortunately, Mr. Kennedy died at a very young age because of certain things you're better off not talking about, and he was doing a wonderful job getting information out, and we're certainly indebted to him, and we do have a great deal of his information, and we certainly recommend it very, very strongly. Well, under any circumstances, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out, certainly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate people. And of course, we do have some wonderful regular guests and regular programs, and that hopefully will help you and help others to begin to understand the true nature of what we're up against. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the 4-CD set on certainly the Return of the Giants or the Supernatural. Or we have so many 4-CD sets or tape sets or other items. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. If you simply call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. But if you can get people introduced to our program and get them listening, it's one of the finest things you can do for them, because hopefully if they listen to our programs for a time, it will begin to change their life and they'll begin to understand that things are nothing as it appears to be, and that there really is a supernatural, metaphysical component to what's going on today. Now, we warn you against this metaphysical component. We warn you, certainly there are people who are into all sorts of alternative spirituality, and we want to warn you against it, but you must understand it is there. And it is a manifestation of the dark and sinister spiritual forces that are dominating the world today. For we are truly involved in a battle between good and evil. And you certainly want to be on the side of our Lord Jesus Christ, but there are demonic forces on the other side. They're well organized. They're well financed. You can actually see their logo. Go to trilateral.org, and that's the most powerful organization in America. Look at their logo, and what is it? It's three sixes joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. And when you understand that, they understand what this is about, but you're not supposed to. Our job, of course, is for you to understand and then to help us get the message out. There truly are people who worship the prince of this world, who is Lucifer. There really are demonic forces. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
from the mountain to the prairie.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world.